With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Well, it might be the Jerusalem window if it was Jerusalem. Where are you gallivanting in the world this week, Andrea Simontov?
You will not believe this. I am... Can you hear me, Simon?
Not as well as we normally can, but let's give it a go.
Okay, well, right, is that so great? But if you can hear me at all, I am in Beit Sha'an, in the hottest place on the face of the earth, roasting and on our way to Tiberias to be by the Kinneret.
On your way to be by the Kinneret, it's about an hour and a half down the road. What are you doing, taking a stopover to look at the ruins, those incredible Beit Sha'an ruins?
I pulled over to talk to you because I missed you so much.
Okay.
And I said to my husband, go buy coffee. So he's out buying me café hafouch. I have been, wait, I'm going to try this. I'm going to take off these headphones and try to speak to you like this. So,
for Andrea,
don't go anywhere.
No, I wouldn't dream of
it.
Can you imagine?
Can you hear me better like this?
Do you know what? I actually can hear you better like that, Andrea. Yep, definitely.
You can.
No, I can. I definitely can. You sound much better.
Oh, you can. I can't hear you that day, but that doesn't matter. It's all about me and my big mouth. Anyway, I've been away for a month, Simon, and the hours were so terrible, and I missed you so much. And I miss doing this show and my other radio show. And it's so good to be back. The plane landed and I burst into tears. I almost had an accident and ended up in Munich. Let me say that again. Munich.
Wow.
For 8
okay,
hours,
that's interesting.
But I didn't because I spent $1,000 getting COVID tests. I missed a flight. I missed Munich. And I got to my beloved Israel hours earlier. How's that for a conversation?
No, that's incredible. And I'm thinking that you've arrived back at an Israel that is kind of opened and must have a semblance of normality, Andrea.
Simon, it's crazy. I've been away for a month. I came back to a different Israel. We still have to wear the masks in malls, in closed spaces, but you don't have to wear the mask outside anymore. People are walking in the streets. I was in Talpiot today, you know, in South Jerusalem, for those who are looking at a map as I'm speaking. And people were walking. The streets were crowded. The mall, people were standing on line. Some of the restaurants still, I believe, are not having sit-down dinners.
Mm-hmm.
But last night on the way back from the airport, we stopped at a roadside deli, and we were able to eat in tables outside and stand on line. And the places were packed in time for summer. Life is coming back, and it's sort of funny because it works with the Israeli personality because they've had enough. They're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
So it was just all in time for the right season, but I couldn't believe it. And America, interestingly enough, I had a lot to say. You know, before I went, America is not always my favorite place. But I must tell you, despite the numbers that I'm hearing about, I found everyone to be extremely vigilant. The airports were crazy. The streets, the restaurants, the malls in America had people coming over to you, making sure that your nose was covered. It was very impressive.
And Andrea, international travel over this period, I mean, how does that feel to get on a plane and fly 9 or 10 or 13 hours one way and back again?
Well, I have to tell you, it was creepy. I can't tell you anything else. It was very, very creepy. Oh, here's the husband with the coffee. Okay, I told you, Simon, we keep this show real, you know? here it is, the husband.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie. Okay, all of South Africa says thank you, Ronnie. Say hello.
Oh, my goodness. Just by the way, if you're wondering, shalom lecha. Thank you for getting Andrea an upside down coffee. South Africa, you need to understand that Andrea ordered it.
But I wanted to tell you, Simon, the airports are weird. Things aren't open. The planes are, and the COVID testing. It was odd. It was weird. It was odd. It was a little creepy. On the other hand, it was very interesting to be on a plane knowing that everybody you're traveling with has been tested and is technically, I mean, for all intents and purposes, COVID free.
Okay, no, I can understand
so
that.
That was interesting. What was that?
No. Go on.
But it was interesting. And, of course, I wasn't flying an Israeli airline. I want to leave this visit with just a bit of humor. I was not flying an Israeli airline, but don't you know it, that as soon as the plane, 20 minutes before landing, said, "We're soon going to begin our descent," people stood up and started taking their suitcases out of the storage.
You've got to love it.
I need a reminder that I was back.
Are they still clapping when the planes land, or is that not such a thing anymore?
Are they still what?
Clapping.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nobody clapped when I landed in America. Nobody clapped when I landed in Newark. But that makes sense. Nobody would clap in New Jersey. But when I got to Israel, it was, you know, as I said, United Airlines. And United Airlines, they were terrific. I have to give them a plug. I had a lot of aggravation getting back. At a certain point in the Washington airport, when it looked like I was missing my flight, one of the United representatives came over to me and said, "We can help you, ma'am, but you have to get off the floor and stop sobbing because you're not making our job easy."
Oh my goodness.
But when we landed in Israel, the plane just, I think COVID is playing on people's spirits. I think that they were clapping because it's all so weird. Even when people were sleeping on the plane, the air stewards were coming around and making sure that everyone's masks were covering their faces.
Wow, I think we're just so interested because you're just so incredibly far ahead of the curve. And for us to embark on international travel, it's going to be a long, long time. In fact, I believe Israel has just put us on a verboten list. If you're from South Africa, you can't go.
I know. And yet we have Olim. We have people making Aliyah from South Africa. And it's so, you know what? They remind us how good we have it because all of the Olim, I know about four or five families, and unlike the Israelis who come back from Dubai or come back from wherever,
yeah,
and, you know, come, you know, get off the plane annoyed. The South Africans come with such gratitude, and they go into their quarantine hotels with laughter and great, and they post on Facebook how much fun it is, fun, in a quarantine hotel. So you guys really just, you're as refined as they come.
That's a lovely place to leave it this afternoon. You go enjoy your Café Hafuch. Go drive in the mountains. And we will talk to you again next week. Andrea, great to have you back.
And it's great to hear your voice, Simon. It's really great. And really, a Shabbat Shalom to everybody, and wishing everybody just continued good health. And let's get out of this morass together with humor and with gratitude and with great thanks.